prestidigitation, magic tricks performed as entertainment. In today's 26th podcast, we rejoin Nola and her magician in part 2 of The Magician. My name is Ivy, and I'm adorable.
Previously, on The Magician.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. As you can see, my lovely assistant Nola is back in one piece. Not a single hair out of place. For my next performance, I will make my assistant disappear and magically be transported to the submerged box. Okay, everything's in place. I now possess the button to the Gaul Paradox box.
Are you sure that you want to press the button?
Yes, the show's tonight. I need everything to go as planned. I can't have you falling apart while in the alternate space. That will be worse than a nuclear implosion.
I can no longer protect you once you press the button.
I don't know what went wrong. I practiced the trick dozens of times. The crane was working fine, the mirrors were in perfect alignment, the holographic imager was functioning. Good thing you're an android, Nola, or I'd be in big trouble. Please take your spot. Nothing like a blindfold to reduce some stress. Okay, here goes nothing. This is between us, don't tell Nola. But this trick works about 50% of the time, and the other 50%, well, I wouldn't want to be her. Okay, here goes nothing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, dust off your magician's cape, and get ready for part 2 of The Magician.
I really thought he was coming out of his coma. There was so much brain activity. He kept calling for someone named Nola. Exactly 84 hours after being removed from life support. Time of death 12:26. No, I'm not losing him. I refuse to lose another one. He's the only one left from that mysterious outbreak. Nurse, set the paddles to 200 joules.
Paddles at 200 joules.
Clear. Again, set it to 250 joules now. Yes, he's back. Keep monitoring him.
Everyone, please remain calm. Please remain calm. This is all part of the act. Calm yourselves. I assure you this is all part of the act. Please, everyone, to your seats. Take your seats. Nola will be fine. Yes, that's it. Calm yourselves. Remember where you're at. This is just a magic trick. I need silence, please. It will take complete focus on my part to make this work. Nola will be safe. I just need your cooperation. Alright, I have a limited amount of time to reverse this. I need complete quiet, please. That includes you, Jiminy Cricket.
Come on. Focus. Focus. You can do this. Time moves so fast in this reality. The time's almost up. I can feel the surge in power already. Focus. Focus. Come on, I need you, Nola.
Okay, with everyone's help, let's do this at the count of three. One, two, and three.
I am back, and boy, am I tired.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Isn't she wonderful? Take a bow, Nola. Take a bow.
Okay, Nola, come on. Let's get out of here. We've got to go.
What happened back there, Nola? I seem to have blacked out for a few minutes.
I lost track of you. I could not hold on to your location. I thought you had died.
That's silly. I'm right here. I think I'm just overworked. Did we reach our number?
We have the required number of life force to complete the mission.
How much time do we have left?
The space-time continuum has sped up. 60 hours went by in a matter of 12 hours. I have calculated that we have less than 5 hours left.
I don't think that's going to be enough. What if we bring in the famed astronomer, Sarasso?
It would be impossible to get a hold of Mr. Tony Sarasso.
Are you kidding me? I have him in my address book. We go way back.
You never cease to amaze me.
Nola, talk like that might make me think you like me. By the way, your voice has changed.
You are as preferable as a human can be to me. Do not go off topic. If you can indeed get a hold of Mr. Sarasso, then perhaps he can help. He will need to help you with harnessing a super blood wolf moon.
A super blood wolf moon? Great. I thought you were actually giving me some hope. You know how rare a super blood wolf moon is?
Yes, the next scheduled one will be in 2 years.
Exactly. That's my point. Wait. Did you just say scheduled?
I did.
Nola, you're a genius. Do you mean what I think you mean?
Yes, you have the button in your possession.
The Gall Paradox Box. I could kiss you, Nola.
Please do not. I would hate for my lips to rust.
Nola, you just made a joke.
Let us focus on the task at hand.
So I pressed the button for the Gall Paradox Box. And then what?
That is where Mr. Sarasso will be needed. He will need to tell you the exact coordinates to face when pressing the button. I will then need to hold your hand, since your organic matter would not be able to absorb that much energy. I will have to ground you.
Hold hands, huh? So, does that mean we're going steady?
You are incorrigible. Did you hit your head while I was gone? How can you joke about something so serious?
Line up, Nola. Humans sometimes make light of situations in order to cope with distress. It can be a coping mechanism.
Your whole life must be full of stress.
That's funny, Nola. You just made another joke.
I did not. I have called the number for Mr. Sarasso that is in your address book. He will speak to you now. Are you confident that this is where Mr. Sarasso wanted you to go to?
No, not really. But when has that stopped me? So let's go over the process again.
You must place the Gallo Paradox box on the ground facing in the exact direction that Mr. Sarasso explained to you. Then you will wait until I am holding your hand, your fingers entwined with mine. I will then attempt to ground myself, to assist with displacing some of the energy that will be transmitted to you during the Gallo Paradox box opening. You will then picture the Super Blood Wolf Moon in your mind. Focus entirely on it and press the button.
So at no time during this process are we making out?
Ha ha, why do you have to be so exacerbating?
You know you love me, Nola. Alright, let's do this then. The box is on the spot facing where it needs to go. You just have to give me your hand and we can go on to the next step.
Okay.
Nola, why is your hand warm?
It is not. You are imagining things.
No, I am not imagining that. Your hand is warm. I'll need to run full diagnostics when this is done. I have to make sure you're okay. I don't want anything to happen to you.
Why are you so worried about me? You won't make it past this day.
I know. Doesn't mean that I don't care what happens to you when I'm gone. You're important to me, Nola. As long as I exist in your memory, then I'll still be around.
I will never forget you.
I know. Are you sure you're okay? There seems to be moisture in your eye.
Just press the button.
Wow, what a rush. I think we did it. Did we collect enough energy?
We did. With this box, we can save the world where you are from. Wait, you are bleeding.
Nola, I don't feel so hot. I think he's finally caught up to me. I wish you could have seen my world, Nola. I would have liked to have taken you there. I know you would have liked it.
Hold on. Please hold on. You can't die.
Nola, you're using contractions in your speech. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Nola, are you crying? How's that possible?
Stop. I need you. Don't you dare die.
I'm sorry, Nola. I don't think I can honor your wish. This is it. Goodbye, beautiful Nola.
Please, don't leave me. I love you.
Doctor, he's waking up.
Nola, where am I?
You're at Newman General Hospital. You were brought in with three others. All of you were suffering from the same symptoms. Elevated heart rates, low brain signal, 89 degree body temperature, skin the color of alabaster. It's a miracle that you were talking to me. The other three didn't make it.
Where's Nola?
I'm not sure who that is. Was that one of the people brought in with you?
What people? I'm not sure. Nola is my friend.
I kept hearing you call out to her. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened to her. According to the identification that the other three were carrying, Nola wasn't among them.
I have to go back.
Where?
Doctor, we're losing him again.
I'm coming, Nola. Wherever you are, I'll find you.
Doctor, his brain activity went back to coma status.
It's as if he wanted to go back into a coma.
For listening to 26 Podcast. Please make sure to visit our website at 26podcast.com. We now have a Patreon site where you can help us to continue putting together future shows. Donate at www.patreon.com/26podcast. Also show your support by wearing one of our t-shirts. Go to 26podcast.com and click on the merchandise link. Emails are appreciated. Send comments or love to info@26podcast.com. Please leave a positive review and share this podcast with all of your friends. My name is Justin and I love 26 Podcast.